Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Ordinary Time, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
When Jesus had crossed to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue and fell at Jesus' feet, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may live." And Jesus went with him. And there was a woman who had suffered much from a flow of blood for 12 years and was no better. She came up behind Jesus in the crowd and touched his garment, thinking, "If I touch even his garments, I shall be made well." And immediately the hemorrhage ceased. And Jesus, perceiving that power had gone forth from him, said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But the woman came in fear and trembling and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." When they came to the house, he saw people weeping and wailing loudly, and he said to them, "Why do you make a tumult and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi." And immediately the girl got up and walked. And immediately they were overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. Recently, someone mentioned how many of our prayers refer to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but often not to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why is that? Was the miracle of salvation history confined to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, with the remainder of Jesus' life serving as mere background? Is the concept of life omitted from our prayer because it's too ordinary, too associated with the matter of earthly things rather than with the divine spirit? In recent years, theologians have been greatly concerned with these two realities, matter and spirit. Although traditionally considered almost opposite, evolutionary insights have encouraged us to see them as one. Listen to the preachers. Richard Rohr says, "We get to God through matter. We reach our spiritual destination by using physical things and relating to people in the setting in which we live." Teilhard de Chardin wrote candidly that matter is merely spirit made concrete and physical. And Ilya Delio in our own day states unequivocally that we find Christ in us, in our neighbor, in the tree outside, and in the ants popping up through the cracks. The whole world is filled with God, who is shining through even the darkest places of our lives. We are called to celebrate the whole earth as the body of Christ. Matter and spirit, united. When Jesus travels to the synagogue leader's home, he is walking the earth on a mission of material human comfort and of restoring a young girl's life spirit, both together. In a similar way, the healing of the woman's life-affecting blood problem comes about because of her faith, but also because she touched the material of Jesus' clothing. Truly, this scripture passage and so many others celebrate the holy in our everyday lives and remind us of the glory of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, then and now, in ordinary time. The reading ends with what seems to be Jesus' validation of matter-spirit unity as he follows his healing miracle with the very material suggestion that the young girl has something to eat. Ordinary time.